You know, I bet you that there's been one or two days where you actually felt like maybe you had one layer of clothing on too much so far this year. Has to be one or two days. Maybe standing in the sun, and you had that little feeling of like, oh my God, I don't feel cold. And, you know, if you feel that way now, just think ahead to like July. Because what's going to happen is that there's going to come a time when the wind isn't blowing and the sun is out and the humidity is around 85 degrees and you're inside, you're under some sort of canopy, and it just is going to be too damn hot. There's not going to be any breezes. It's going to be awful. And the only way, I think, the only way that you can overcome that is by giving into the evil reality of air conditioning. And, you know, it's not green to have air conditioning, let's face it. You know, we should all sweat, we should all have fans, all that kind of stuff. But there's a point at which, you know, you just can't take it anymore. And, you know, as an architect, I continually grapple with the cost-benefit ratio of how much do you spend on air conditioning for what benefit. And there are so many different ways you can air condition your house. The last thing you should do is bring in an air conditioning contractor and say, what do I do? They're going to sell you a full-blown central air conditioning system anywhere from $15,000 to $25,000 or even more, depending on your house. If you have an antique house or a timber frame house or a house that actually has got, you know, structure that's very unforgiving, you might be locked into a small tube system, which would end up costing you even more than that. If you want to be perfectly balanced, you can have a variable speed system, and it's even more than that. So you can actually have $30,000 to $40,000, even $45,000 spent just to take the temperature and humidity down in your house unless you're careful. Now, to be honest, if you have a credible air conditioning purveyor, that extra money does buy you extra benefits. It's more comfortable. It's more consistent room to room. But if you can handle some inconsistencies in your internal microclimate, if you can handle maybe a little more heat somewhere, a little bit less heat somewhere else, maybe it doesn't feel perfect, but the whole house is dehumidified, which is what central air conditioning really does. It takes the humidity out of the air, and that really takes the edge off of the way you feel when you're inside of a house. If you can tolerate slight temperature differentials, you can save half to two-thirds of that $35,000 to $40,000. Let me tell you kind of there's almost like a Darwinian progression of, you know, you see the animal coming out of the swamp, and then it was on all fours, and then it's standing up, and then it's walking. Well, obviously, we all know that the AC system that comes out of the slime is, of course, wall units that you put in double hung windows typically, and they are great for an individual room, but they're ugly, they're noisy, and they only really deal with a limited area, and they're one single point source of air, so it's going to be cold where that is and not so cold where it isn't. But that saves you huge amounts of money. You know, it's $500 to $1,000 per room installed. You know, you have to have a separate, you really do have to install a separate circuit to that air conditioning unit with its own circuit breaker, because you don't want to have a fire. You don't want to have something happen. And even though those units look like they're, you know, vacuum cleaners, they do actually have to be charged up. Then the next declension, maybe walking on all fours of this Darwinian evolution, would be what are called through wall units, not in window units, but they're somewhat centralized. They're larger. You can frame out a hole in your wall. You see them mostly in hotels and motels, but they're available for houses now. They can handle half a floor. They'll have a separate remote compressor, which is the thing that takes the liquid that goes inside of the air conditioning. It used to be Freon. Now it's something I can't even pronounce, but it basically, when it's compressed, the compression's released, it actually takes heat out of wherever it's releasing, and the coil just dissipates that heat, and a fan blows over it, and you get this colder temperature running through your house. Those, if you did a floor of a house, might be $5,000 to $10,000 for a floor of a house. Now, a radical notion, which I'm sure many people who sell air conditioning units don't want you to necessarily think of as your first course of recourse, though good ones will suggest it, is that in Connecticut, where we never really get super, super, super hot, not like you do down in Georgia and, you know, where it's hot and humid, like Florida, you could probably get away with, in most situations, just air conditioning the second floor or your bedroom floor, whatever floor that is, because cool air goes down. And you end up having to dehumidifying the rest of your house, but it ends up being where you're most uncomfortable is when it's hot and you're trying to sleep. So you can actually make your bedrooms, you know, 75 or 80 degrees, but they'll be like 30 or 40% humidity. And that is really when it becomes comfortable. Now, the last course of resort where you're walking upright in this evolutionary tree of air conditioning units is a central air conditioning system. But there are two ways of doing that. You could either have one for your entire house, which is the traditional old-timey way, where especially if you've got a centrally located forced air heating system for your house, that's probably the best way to go, where you'd lock into that, and there are probably two or three compressors, but one or two large blowers probably in your basement, and they've got little louvers, they've got little gates that open up as you need them, and maybe you've got three or four zones in your house. That's one level of cost. That's a pretty high level of cost. A way to reduce that level of cost, maybe by $5,000, is by having separate blower units, especially if you don't have a forced air heating system. You have a hot water heating system. You could have one literally hanging from the rafters in your attic, and you could have one hanging or standing up in your basement. And you then take all the cold air that you're creating, and you're pushing it down from the attic, which is relatively efficient, but you're pushing it up from the floor in your first floor of your house, if you have two floors, which is a little bit less efficient. But that saves you between $5,000 and $10,000 over a newly applied central system. So, I mean, you could probably look at it this way. If you have in-window units, they're going to be about $1,000 a pop, and probably three or four in a small house will take care of your entire house, maybe four or five. So that's maybe $3,000 to $5,000. You could then air condition a floor with a central unit. That's going to be something between $6,000 and $10,000. You could do two floors that same way, separate units. Well, that'll be between $12,000 and maybe $18,000. Or you could do the full Monty of central air conditioning for your entire house. That's going to be at least $20,000, could be $30,000. And then if you get into other features like variable speed, pollen control, all that kind of stuff that you can do with one of these features, you're going to be over $20,000 and maybe even as much as $40,000, depending on the size of your house. So if you have a McMansion, it's going to be a lot more than that. If you've got a little cape, it's going to be probably less than all those numbers I give you. But realize that that's just the beginning. The next thing is you've got to think about, how much is it going to cost me when I leave this thing on, and when do I leave it on? The BTUs are going to be really expensive from here on out, boys and girls. It's fossil fuel time, and it's not good. Secondly, if you don't keep, even in the most coming out of the slime, simple in-window units, if you don't keep that unit charged up, if you don't keep the filters vacuumed without all the crud and gunk that gets on them as you're cycling through the air, the less efficient those units are, the more that the chemical in there that gets compressed and released has lost its juice, literally, the more that the air you push over those coils is restricted by dust or by a fan that's maybe on its last legs, the more you're going to be spending a lot of money on electricity that's going to give you very little cool air. So if you go into it, if you go into air conditioning, if you go over to the dark side, if you decide to piss Al Gore off, do it with an open mind to what do you really need, and fine-tune the level of air conditioning to the way you use your house. Because let's face it, your house is no one else's house. You shouldn't do this for resale. You should do it for the fact you want to sleep on a hot July night.
Duo Dickinson is an architect, author, and the contributing writer in home design for Money Magazine.